Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. I'd like to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions, and of course, as always, the best producer in the business, Adam Zaloof. Today, we have my brother, Smoking Jim Frazier, NFL scout, writer for the Pittsburgh Courier, TV host, entrepreneur, does all kind of things. Smoking Jim, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks, Claudio. This is, I think the best show that I've ever been on, and I hope this show grows into a national broadcast. Always honored to come on and be part of it.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Well, guys like you and the guests, other guests, and Luther, I get emails, and matter of fact, I got one yesterday from New York saying that they love you. Everybody loves Smoking Jim. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Smoking Jim, but I appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, it's too bad we can't have Luther on today. I know he had a mandatory meeting. His cable guy's coming to check out.
Hopefully he won't hear that, because you know he's always ready for you. But we miss Luther. Luther does a great job, and we'll get him on the show too. Especially talk some NBA. A lot of NBA happenings going on, and I know he's passionate about that, so we'll get him on. But Jim, you know, it's the introduction.
Sure,
go ahead.
Claudio, can I mention a couple of things, man?
Sure.
I'm kind of honored. I wanted to break this news on your station. I haven't told anybody, but beginning Wednesday, July 17th, I am the new director of diversity for the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, which is the longest running Hall of Fame in the state of Pennsylvania, over 50 years.
Wow.
So I was honored to get appointed that position. I believe, I don't think I'm sticking my neck out too far to say I'm the first black hired on that committee. But I'm looking forward to getting a lot of women in. You know, women are part of the diversity as well.
Sure,
and I think
sure.
They get shortchanged. It could be one and done on August 3rd. I'm going to be the MC of a golf banquet at the Oakmont Country Club. Never dreamed that I'll be there. I don't think they're going to invite me back. But last but not least, I thought last year would be our last season with Championship Chase, but we actually got picked up by three stations this year, PGH 53, Channel 11, and PCNC have all picked up Championship Chase.
Good,
this year.
Good.
So I'm excited about interviewing the Steelers every Wednesday and stirring up some controversy there.
Now, that's for sure. Well, I congratulate you on all those. And they're definitely lucky to have you. And as far as the Diversity Hall of Fame, don't forget to think about the cute Italian coach here in Swickley. Hey, don't forget about the Italians. That's all I'm trying to say. We don't want to be quick kicked to the curb.
I always think about that. I tell you what, Claudio, is funny because I started to turn them down, but there was a couple of things that sealed the deal for me. One, I'm able to get women in. Two,
right.
They have a room in the Sheraton Hotel designed for all the Hall of Famers. Sheraton in Station Square. And the thing that signed the deal for me is I get a discount on my room at the Sheraton.
There you go. That's right. What can you do for me? Survival of the fittest. That a boy. That's all right. You got to take care of Smoking Jim. Well, congratulations. I know you'll do great things, and anybody who has you connected with them is very blessed. So congratulations, and congratulations on the show being picked up by different stations. It's a great show, and again, you add a ton to it. You add a ton to it.
Hey, thanks, Claudio.
You know, Jim, that was kind of my first question. You do so many different things. Is there something that you're most passionate about? And I know you give everything you have to all of your projects, but is there something that really stirs you up the most that you enjoy doing the most?
Well, I tell you what, Claudio, first and foremost, I love being an NFL scout. I love scouting. I love football. I've been ever since I was 3 years old, I probably knew every player in the National Football League. Couldn't pronounce their names, all of them, but and I had season tickets to the Steelers since I was four, and a couple guys who I always thought were pretty good scouts was Mel Kiper. He takes a lot of heat, but Mel Kiper is a good scout, but a great scout is Gil Brandt. And this morning, somebody took a shot at Gil Brandt.
Yeah. I saw that. They just missed his wife.
Yes. Wow. I'm happy about that because I still enjoy Gil Brandt every day. So I'm out here, man, driving around. I hope they're not shooting scouts in a NFL.
I hope not, Jim. I hope not.
But, yeah, that's what I enjoy doing, Claudio. I watch two college football games on tape 365 days a year, including Christmas and Thanksgiving. And that doesn't count all the other games I watch live. So I enjoy doing that, but it's a little frustrating, Claudio, because, as you know, you're one of the premier baseball scouts that we've ever had on this planet. And
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You know how frustrating it is when you see a for sure deal and nobody in the professional ranks is able to see that in,
right.
You know, and somebody goes somewhere else and become a star. So, yeah.
You know, that's one of my questions. I'm going to jump a few questions to that. I have been critical about the analytics in Major League Baseball. Baseball is the number one stat it's the number one sport for statistics without question. But I think they're carrying it way too far with this analytics. And from what I hear, as I said before, it appears that the lineups, I don't know about everybody, but I hear that the lineups are pretty much made before the manager gets into the office. Where years ago, a guy like Billy Martin, Dick Williams, Sparky Anderson, Whitey Herzog, Chuck Tanner, Tommy Lasorda, those guys would have never put up with that, right? But they go too much by the analytics. And I'm not crazy about it, and I think the game is suffering. Has NFL scouting changed over the years? Is it better? Is it worse? What are your thoughts? And Jim sounds like he's in the Apollo spaceship.
I'm still here.
That's okay.
I seen a real pretty girl that I dropped my
phone. Well, how have women changed over the years? I'm kidding. That's all right.
You repeat that question, bro.
Yeah, no problem. How have women changed over the years? No, I'm kidding. No, how has NFL scouting changed over the years? Is it better? Is it worse? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the three blind mice is still in every NFL office. You know, the NFL baseball gets away with being lazy because baseball has convinced the general public that, you know, the draft is just, you know, hit and miss, you know, right. Finding a needle in a haystack. How can you really predict a baseball draft? And the public is convinced of that. The NFL's never been that successful because the NFL draft, other than probably the Super Bowl, the NFL draft is the highest rated watch TV show there is. So everybody expects all these guys to be great. The NFL is now trying to adopt some analytics, but for the most part, the NFL scouts were pretty outstanding back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s when people really loved the game. The guys today, most of them have inherited the ownership, like, you know, Art Rooney. He's never been a football fan. He was a ball boy. That's about as close as he ever gotten to a football. You got Al Davis's son running the organization out in Oakland. Right. You know, Al Davis was a genius. His son is far from that. So now you got these guys who's hiring general managers, usually keep them a couple of years, get rid of them, bring in somebody else. These guys, you know, the eye in the sky don't lie. They don't watch films. They don't study films. They're most of their evaluation is based on the network that they handle. If they're in somewhere in the South, then some of the coaches from Miami, Florida State, you know, they listen to them. They, you know, they're playing golf all day and you know, not really evaluating them, trying to go by combine stats. So the scouting is as bad as it's ever been in the National Football League. The Pittsburgh Steelers probably have the worst group, even though they've been successful from time to time, thanks to me. But they're horrible, right? Because the Pittsburgh Steelers, going all the way back to a coach who I believe should be in the Hall of Fame, Bill Cowher. But Bill Cowher started the philosophy of not drafting small college players, because Bill Cowher's philosophy was, and Tom Donahoe, who was his general manager that he never got along with, their philosophy was that they wanted guys who played on the big stage, who played big-time football. That's the guys that they drafted. And that is a poor – if you look at the Hall of Fame, if you look at the All-Pro –
look at John Stallworth.
John Stallworth.
Jerry Rice.
Look at the guys – Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, you know, Donnie Shell. You just name it. You know, you have
Earl
to
Jackson.
Be – it's just – yeah, it's just really a lazy – yeah, that's another great one who should be in the Hall of Fame. So it's really a lazy way of scouting. And if you don't have the ability to look at a guy – from a small school and project how well he'll do in the NFL. Like I told you back in 94, when I watched Terrell Owens play and he was only a junior wide receiver at Tennessee Chattanooga. And I predicted, and I wrote that every general manager in the National Football League and said he'd be a star. Nobody had ever heard of him. You know, San Fran brought him in because they didn't need him, because they had Jerry Rice and JJ Stokes. And now he's the second all time leading receiver in NFL history. So, yeah, so you have to love the game, number one, to be a great scout. And number two, you have to look at everybody. And I tell you right now, Claudio, there's players in the CFL, there's players in semi-pro football, there's players in arena football, the league that just went under because they couldn't pay players. there's guys there that can help you, but you don't have scouts going out there and evaluating those guys, because number one, they're pretty much doing it for a paycheck. They really don't love being a scout.
No, great points, and I agree with you, and I've been very vocal about Major League Baseball. I think they use the analytics and some of these stats as a crutch, and I also think that they don't know the game like the older guys used to know, like Sid Thrift, the former Pirate GM. He walked down to the field. There was a player, and I've said this story numerous times, Mike Diaz, Rambo Diaz for the Pirates, was striking out a lot. So Sid Thrift casually walks down to the field at Three River Stadium, and he says, "Mike, from now on, your field is left center field to right field." And what that did was it kept him closed, kept him more on the ball, retained his power, kept his head on the ball.
Wow.
And Mike Diaz, that improved his hitting. I don't see a GM today, a suit, as Burt Reynolds used to call them, a suit going down and saying that. And I'm not, I don't mean to criticize the suits. I mean, they have their strengths as well, I'm sure. But I just don't. Sid Thrift, again, started a school when he was with Kansas City. About, for example, it would take, if you threw a fastball at a hitter and he was late, throw him another fastball within 10 seconds of that last pitch because he will not be able to adjust to it. You know, things like that. Now they're talking about launch angle and spin ratio. I just don't see the game being taught the way it used to, scouted the way it used to be. I've said that numerous times. And I think probably both games, NFL and football or baseball, are both suffering.
Well, Claudio, as usual, you make a great analogy and a great point. You know, it used to be coaches had their philosophy. You know, Lou Holtz didn't run. Lou Holtz won everywhere he was at, from Arkansas to Notre Dame. You name it, Lou Holtz was a winner, except for with the Jets.
Right.
But Lou Holtz had a philosophy for winning. And when he got the job at Notre Dame, he inherited a quarterback named Steve Beuerlein, who was a good quarterback that threw 17 interceptions the previous year. And Lou Holtz came in and told him, he says, you know, you will not throw more than seven interceptions this year. And Beuerlein got excited. He says, how come? He said, coach, is it the philosophy? He says, the way I read defenses, he says, is it the play calling? He said, no, once you get to six, you ain't playing no more.
because
in Lou Holtz's system, turnovers killed, you know, the way he wanted to play ball, with a great running game and strong defense. And it's like the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. You know, there's reverse discrimination in the National Football League. I've been preaching that for a long time. You know, there hasn't been a white cornerback on anybody's roster in over 12 years. The Pittsburgh Steelers just got a steal in their draft. They drafted a white outside linebacker named Sutton Smith. This guy can do it all. He's not on steroids. I always got to say that. But it is a white man's drug. If he's not on steroids, he could be the greatest right outside linebacker that the Steelers have had since James Harrison in his prime. And with this, the Pittsburgh, now this guy came out after his junior year. He led the nation in sacks as a sophomore and a junior. And, you know, he led the nation in tackles for losses for the last 2 years. And what does the Pittsburgh Steelers do? Instead of putting him at right outside linebacker and having him compete with Bud Dupree, who's underachieved, they're letting him play a lot of snaps at fullback. Are you crazy?
Wow.
You need an outside linebacker, right outside linebacker. You lucked up with T.J. Watt, and now you get a white guy who can actually sack the quarterback, who's fast, who can do it all, and you got him playing fullback in a system that you hardly use a fullback. So just idiotic things, man, you know.
That drives me nuts. That drives me nuts.
Yeah. It's like,
well, on that note,
you know, how much I love Tim Tebow. You know, your
right.
Jets trade for Tim Tebow and ruin his career. They want him to be a fullback, an H-back, a punter. You know, instead of letting him play quarterback, and they ain't won any games since. So you got a winner, let a winner be a winner.
Well, I'm with you on that. Before we go to a commercial break, Tim Tebow, you know, there's only so many guys who had the great form, like a Joe Namath, a Dan Marino, you know?
Right.
And you let people be who they are. And what I didn't like about Tebow was the play calling. First down run, second down run. He would be third and seven. Then they'd make him pass. I mean, especially when he was at Denver. I mean, and then they said, well, he's not successful. Well, hell, you're not giving him a chance to be successful. You know, that's just like asking, that's just like making Mark McGwire trying to make him a stolen base threat, though that wasn't his game, right? Tim Tebow would have been more effective if they let him be Tim Tebow. Years ago, the St. Louis Cardinals, I would say 1982, they had a bunch of jackrabbits on the team, guys who could flat out run. So what did Whitey Herzog do? he stole a lot of bases, a lot of hit and runs. He didn't have a big, I think their leading home run here may have been 11 or 12 home runs back then. He didn't try to make everybody, big power hitters. You know, you adjust to what you have. And I think they ruined Tim Tebow's career. They did the same thing with Doug Flutie. They had that guy, Rob Johnson, who was, 6'3", 6'4", prototypical quarterback, USC. And then Flutie did what he did, and they benched him. I mean, that's one of the things I've always been critical about Wade Phillips about that, and many other people. They don't want to – it's almost like they're afraid to go against the grain. I've said this again. The media controls pitching staffs, and I also believe they control who plays quarterback. And I don't think that's very wise. I mean, I know if I'm a coach, I'm not letting anybody tell me, or I am a coach, but I wouldn't let anybody tell. I wouldn't let anybody. I forgot, but I wouldn't let anybody tell me who should be playing or who shouldn't be playing, especially somebody from the media. But anyway, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We will be right back with Smokin' Jim Frazier. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at aspirepediatrictherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, Jim, we touched on a lot of things there. And again, I couldn't agree with you more, but you kind of talked about it, but let's talk about a little bit more. How has coaching changed as far as the X's and O's? You must have seen another woman because I hear another buzzer there. But how has coaching changed on the field and the way they discipline or not discipline players, in your opinion?
Wow, Claudio, it changed a lot. Number one, back in the day, you only had three coaches for a whole football team. And today you got about two coaches for one position. Right. The offensive line for the Steelers had two coaches for a long time, didn't realize that until they just hired a new coach who was just a water boy for the previous coffee boy for the previous coach. Back in the day, you had coaches that could coach every position on the field. Chuck Knoll could coach every position on the field and would do it and would get down and teach these guys. You know, Coach Tomlin, who was an outstanding wide receiver, I really don't know why he didn't get an NFL shot or wanted an NFL shot. He was a great wide receiver for William and Mary. But as far as any other position, he's clueless. But he is a good speaker. But he's like most of the coaches. Most of the coaches are Madden-generated. They may know a little bit about wide receivers, a little bit about quarterbacks. They may know a little bit, a piece of the puzzle here or there, but they don't know the whole football team. They couldn't coach special teams. Chuck Noll for years coached special teams. He could coach. He told Andy Russell, he changed Andy Russell's career around when he just moved him 6 inches one way and moved his foot position a couple inches. And Andy Russell thought, how's that going to help me? And it ended up helping him. You made his job so much easier. Chuck Noll was a genius at that, and he wasn't the only one. Tom Landry was one of the greatest defensive coordinators in NFL history with the New York Giants. Most people don't realize that because he was such an innovator on offense when he got the head coaching job with the Cowboys. And so that's the biggest change. I think another change is, like you said, Claudio, is being a disciplinarian. These guys are hearing that they're fired over the phone or on radio. Man, a lot of these guys really lack the, you know, the guts that it takes, you know, to do something. I tell you what, you have to be, as a head coach, man, you have to be in charge of the team, the locker room, and the whole bit. You know, you can say what you want about Bill Parcells. He may only coach 4 or 5 years and retire and come back 2 years later. But Bill Parcells, you know, ruled with an iron fist, and his coaches, he loved them. He developed them. A lot of them went on to be head coaches, but he got as much out of his coaches is anybody in modern day football, because Bill Parcells didn't care if you liked him or hated him. You know what I mean? He was going to chew you out. You know, he was going to get the best out of you and the best out of his football team. And that's what's lacking right now in the National Football League. You know, you got a guy over there with the Los Angeles Rams that is an outstanding offensive coach. You know, but he got a running back that I've said mid-season last year, Todd Gurley was eating up the league. And I said mid-season last year that Todd Gurley lost his heart. He got popped against the Kansas City Chiefs. I watched the game. I seen his ghost and his spirit leave the stadium the same way it did Icky Woods when Ronnie Lott popped him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I said he'll never be the same. And they keep making excuses. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't nicked up. Right now, they're going into another season with Todd Gurley as being the highest-paid running back in NFL history. I got rid of him. He don't have no heart no more. Great running back, lost his heart, you know. So, and that's one of the main reasons why, you know, they weren't successful in the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Well, now, the Steelers offseason. Tell us your thoughts on that. Obviously, I mean, they didn't have Bell last year, but he's officially gone. And of course, Antonio Brown and the drafts and, you know, Roethlisberger and the issues that were thrown towards him and Tomlin. It was a soap opera, but now they're pretty much saying everybody's getting along and Juju, you know, this is my quarterback, talking like Terrell Owens, and everybody seems to be rainbows and sunshine. So is that the way it is? Do you expect things to be different? What are your thoughts on the Steelers? Not necessarily a prediction, because I know you like to wait on the prediction, but what are your thoughts on the offseason of the Steelers, and will they be better, worse, the same?
Well, I rate their offseason, I won't give it an F, I'll give it a D-. You know, first of all, they got a running back over there with cancer named James Conner, who beat cancer. He came out of Pitt as a guy that couldn't block and couldn't catch. He caught the ball as well as any running back in the league last year. He made the Pro Bowl. And what does the Pittsburgh Steelers do? They fire their running back coach.
Yeah.
say what you want to about Joey Porter. Joey Porter, if it's only because T.J. Watt wanted Joey Porter as his outside linebacker coach to get him hyped, to maybe get on his knees and do a chest bump. T.J. Watt made the Pro Bowl last year, and I believe, and I've been saying this since he was a rookie, that he's the best linebacker in Steeler history. And what does the Steelers do? They get rid of his outside linebacker coach. The Steelers had the worst special teams in the National Football League. Every category you could check off on special teams, the Steelers was the worst. They got the bubblegum-chewing special team coach Smith, who couldn't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. He gets his job and gets a promotion. They had the worst. They overpaid a kicker. Every bartender in the city of Pittsburgh got some kicking experience just waiting on a call. You're going to pay a kicker $5 million when, you know, they overpaid him. He couldn't make a kick last year. He was missing extra points and missing field goals at an NFL record percentage. They bring him back and don't draft anybody or bring in any real competition for him. And so then I believe they're bringing in a kicking coach, a former guy in the National Football League that failed at kicking, to show him you don't do what I did. Yeah, so those are the kind of things. Now, here's where I think they upgraded. They needed a punt kickoff returner for years. Antonio Brown did it at a Pro Bowl level, but you cannot continue to have your best player do it. I think they brought in a kid from Toledo named Deontay Johnson that's going to be great at that. He's going to be great in the slot. I think James Washington, in my opinion, could be the next Sterling Sharp. He was playing out of position last year in the slot. He's not a slot receiver. He's going to move outside. They got a kid, Dante Moncrief, that won the Biletnikoff Award out of Mississippi. And I think that he's going to be good as a deep threat, and he's a physical receiver. Everybody knows what Juju's doing when he's not going to a high school prom in Pittsburgh and he's not in front of a camera. Juju's good. The tight end is going to be outstanding, Vance McDonald, but they blew it because they didn't use – sometimes they got a lot of two tight end sets. They lost their tight end last year. Jesse James moved on. They needed to add a tight end. They didn't do it. One thing we know about Vance McDonald, he will not play injured or with any pain. If he got a nose here twitched,
he's out.
He's not going to play. So you don't have a tight end backing him up, and that's going to be a problem. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a prolific offense. Ben Roethlisberger got a couple more good years left in that arm. They're going to have one of the best offenses in the National Football League. The defense, again, is going to struggle. I think they reached for the middle linebacker, Devin Bush. This is a 5'11" guy who had one career interception at Michigan. You can cover tight ends, 6'6", 6'7" tight ends at 5'11". He does have the speed to cover sideline to sideline. I've yet to see any swapping of paint on his helmet. This is the grabbing his wrestling his linebacker.
That's a scout there looking for paint on a helmet. That's a scout.
Yeah, look, you ain't going to find that. He will not be suspended for targeting or anything else in National Football League. But I thought they reached for that. And this is the reason why I say that, Claudio, and everybody gets on me. They say, well, you know, he's a son of a former player. Yeah, his dad was a great, great player, a very good player. But, you know, Greg Lloyd played in this league. Where's this son at? You know, you know, if you're going to go, you know, Mike Singletary, where's this son at? You know, Walter Payton had a son.
Joe Montana, it's ironic you said that. It's ironic you said that, because I was looking, I was just fooling around this morning, and I was looking up what Joe Montana's kids were doing, the quarterbacks. And yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right. Where are they at?
Look here, if I would have, if I drafted Devin Bush, and like I said, I'm not very high on it because they're trying to replace Shazier, and you can't replace a freak like Shazier, who was just a 43-inch vertical jump, 4.240 speed. He was just a freak. He could cover the, you know, the Gronks and those guys. But I would have traded Devin Bush before he got to the podium, the commissioner. But when I seen that suit, I'd have traded him, man. He wouldn't have made – I can't see you. It'd have been a, the Steelers had just made a trade.
You know? But, based on the suit.
Yeah, that's a problem. They still don't have a nose guard. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense still got a lot of holes in it. You know, so I believe that, like I said, in the off season, I'd have to give the Steelers a failing grade. Like I said, last year, when I was with the Steelers, I told them I had a player, a middle linebacker, that was better than Shazier. They never heard of the kid. I said, he'll make you forget about Shazier. The Steelers passed on him. The Indianapolis Colts grabbed him in the second round. And he went on not only to be Defensive Rookie of the Year, but he led the NFL in tackles. And the second place guy had 30 less tackles than he did. Darius Leonard, if he stays healthy, he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. The Steelers could have had him, but they didn't want to grab a small player from a little small black school called South Carolina State. And even though he broke all Deacon Jones's records there, they didn't believe in small college guys. So now they got to face him for the next 10 years.
And you told me about him. We were together at the casino for something and a meeting. And I remember exactly the spot you told me about this kid, that the Steelers should draft him. So you're definitely spot on about that. But we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with Smokin' Jim Frazier. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Jim, before we get off of football,
We're going to talk one more thing about football, then go on to a little bit of baseball, boxing. I'm going to have more of an interest this year in Pitt football because my daughter, as I said before, made the color guard, which was, besides getting accepted to Pitt, that was her number one goal. And of course, the second goal was to make the color guard, which she did. So we're very proud of her. So we're going to be attending all the Pitt home.
Congratulations, thank Claudio.
Thank you. Well, she definitely worked hard for it, and we're excited for her. But so now we have a rooting interest.
You'll be able to leave right after halftime.
Well, that's right. Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. We took some heat. We used to go to the halftime game when she was at Quaker Valley. We'd go at halftime to watch her, and we'd leave after she was done. And people said, where are you going? I said, I'm taking my wife to dinner or taking her for dessert. We come to see my daughter. But we're definitely going to go watch her at Pitt. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, we were looking at bowl games that they may have a shot for. So let me ask you this. The over-under for Pitt is 6. Number one, what's your thought there? And do you think they will make a bowl game? And tell us your thoughts on the Pitt football program this coming season.
Well, the difference between Pitt and Cheerios is Cheerios belongs in a bowl and Pitt doesn't.
That's a good one, Jeff. I like that.
hey, Claudia, look, Pitt had an opportunity. Number one, you know, like I said, I'm not wasn't a fan of the coach that they brought in. He wasn't the defensive coordinator, only on paper at Michigan State. The head coach was the defensive coordinator, where he was a great defensive coordinator at Ohio State. It was his defense. So I wasn't a fan of that. I've always been a fan of teams when they're really down to bring in, a high-powered offensive guy who could score a lot of points and put fans in the seat. Pitt didn't do that. Number two thing you have to do with a team like Pitt that doesn't have a on-campus facility, they tore down the Pitt Stadium, a great stadium, to build a basketball facilities that they can't fill up there either anymore. But you have to recruit local kids. You can't have local kids getting away. Pitt's not even looking at the local kids who could generate interest. You know, and these kids used to grow up wanting to play for the University of Pittsburgh. These kids grow up, even if they don't want to play at the University of Pittsburgh, you're sharing the facilities with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers are like the Beatles in the city of Pittsburgh. I always tell people a few years back when I was with Darrell Revis, who spent his whole career holding out for more money and getting it. The first time he held out, Darrell Revis and myself, along with a great Aliquippa boxer named Raquan Kimbrough, were over at the casino, and Darrell got his hoodie up. This is August. And I look over Darrell Revis. I'm like, Revis, take your hoodie off. Nobody in Pittsburgh know who you are. And sure enough, he enjoyed himself. Nobody came up to him. You know, I tell people, you know, I went to an MMA fight with Samuel L. Jackson. Nobody came up to him for an autograph. They didn't recognize him. You know, Curtis Martin got more yards than Jerome Bettis, but Curtis Martin can walk through the streets of Pittsburgh, and Jerome Bettis would be mobbed. The third string punter is a celebrity in Pittsburgh. You know, but guys that play for other teams, and people in Pittsburgh don't know them. They have no idea who they are. They're in love with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so, you know, that's the big thing. So that's helping your recruits. These kids love their dad, their mom, their grandparents. Everybody loves the Steelers. You can recruit these guys just based on them sharing the facilities with the Steelers. You should be in well with the Steelers. Juju does everything else. He can help you recruit. Instead of going to the Chartiers Valley prom, he can go over there to Gateway Upper St. Clair and recruit that guy. You know?
Yeah, and why not?
So, yeah, why not, man? So,
well, do you think that over-under for the 6 wins?
Well, one thing is that's right around near gold. You know, you get 6 wins, you're bowl eligible.
Yeah, you're bowl eligible.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Claudio, man, and we go back a long ways, you know. Everybody, hey, these guys that broke a record, they made more bowls than any time in the last 10 years. There was times, I remember I got a friend that played for Minnesota, the Gophers. The last time they played in the Rose Bowl, he was on the team, right? And the reason, it was a three-way tie between Minnesota, Ohio State, and Michigan. Guess why Minnesota got to go to the Rose Bowl?
Why
because it was the team that hadn't gone the longest in the tie get to go. So Minnesota hadn't been, you know, because Ohio State and Michigan had gone there more recently, right? Ohio State and Michigan, two of the best teams in the country that year, couldn't go to any bowl because at the time, only the Big Ten, only bowl they could go to was the Rose Bowl, so they had to sit at home. Now these teams don't sit at home. They can go to any bowl they want to, playing all kind of these different bowls. So I think the Pitt will find a way to win 6 games. They play in the weak ACC, and not only is the ACC weak, they're in the weakest division of the ACC. The division, you know, so they may even play again against Clemson for the ACC championship. I think Clemson just scored another touchdown. And I love Clemson. I love their coach, Dabo Sweeney. I think he's the best coach in college football. I'm getting ready to put my top 10 coaches of all time out there. And don't be surprised if you see Dabo Sweeney up there very, very, very high on that list. I know I'll take a lot of criticism. This guy is a genius. You can't win at Clemson. He proved that you can. South Carolina has always been the big daddy at the South. South Carolina, Clemson's taken all their players. And thanks to Dabo Sweeney, who just, I think, signed a contract, $9.7 million per year.
Ah. Not bad. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Smokin' Jim Frazier. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania. Please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has 3 convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and 1 conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
All right, Smokin' Jim, let's go to the Pirates real quick. They're 2.5 out of first place and 2.5 out of last place. Okay. Is it because baseball is so competitive or mediocre?
Well, I got one quick question for you, Claudio. Have you ever heard a black girl named Becky? I haven't, man. So if you find one,
you threw a curve at me. I'll think about it.
Okay, thanks. If you find one anywhere, tell her to reach out, touch me, man. I'll give her a shout out on Facebook. But hey, man, you know the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. I'm waiting for the second half to lapse. They can't evaluate talent. Don't forget, last year at this time, they were so down on Josh Bell. He's right. Not the power hitter they thought. You know, he can't play any position other than first base. Now he's the star of the league. You know what I mean? This is the team that gives up on players. They got rid of a great potential player in Austin Meadows to bring in a pitcher that's given up probably more home runs than almost any pitcher in the league.
I did not like that trade when it happened. I was against it.
You said it.
I thought that they blew it out of proportion. I did not like that trade at all. And I mean, he's a terrific guy, but I'm a terrific guy too, but I don't think you want me to perform heart surgery on you. Unfortunately, it was a bad deal.
and I tell you what, I thought they panicked in. There was some pressure on them. Their arrogance is the reason why they started falling. You know, they had a couple of years where they had one year they had, what, 96, 97 wins. You know, right. And they didn't want to put anything together then to continue that, their arrogance. And when the bottom fell out, now all of a sudden they wanted to make trades and whatnot to try to get the people back in the seats. And it's a blunder. I'm looking for the second half collapse to happen. I like the hustle. I like the way they're playing. You know what I mean? A exciting team. But you, as you know, Claudio, and there's no better expert on the game of baseball than yourself. One thing about baseball is almost like the NBA. The first half of the year, you can beat some of these teams, but then they start really focusing that second half of the year because it starts getting close to playoff time. They start playing. They start peaking, and they start playing their better baseball. And as teams like the Pirates fall back and back and back from the pack, they start thinking about a vacation instead of thinking about playing some of those hot days in July and August.
Right. No, I totally agree with you, and I think the entire game is mediocre. But the Pirates were.
Well, I love my cousin out there, Adam Frazier. He playing some good ball, man.
They have some guys who could potentially do some things. They don't have. Again, I don't think the league is that competitive, but for them to be 2.5 out, they still have a shot to do something. I don't know if they'll pull the trigger on any trades. Maybe they shouldn't because they might blow it. But they're still in the thick of things, which is, I think, that they're happy about it because the fans are going to come out. And I think I sound like I'm on the fence, but I'm not. They are a mediocre group that has a shot to win the division because baseball is mediocre.
What manager came after Hurdle recently?
Joe Madden from Chicago.
Oh, I got my money on him.
Well, yeah, the Pirates are throwing at people, and a lot of teams aren't liking it. Like I said, I say it all the time. I'm very grateful to have grown up in the era that I did in all sports, baseball, basketball, football, boxing in the 70s and the 80s. It's just not the same. But speaking of boxing, there's an upcoming fight that's soon, I think this weekend, Manny Pacquiao versus Keith Thurman. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I never was a one-time Thurman fan, although he's very talented. You know, here's a guy that was out for, what, a year or two? With an injury, and the first thing he says when he came back is he's going to wait a couple of years before he fights anybody. You know how you get away with that, Claudio? I mean, these guys get away with murder, you know? So you know, there's a lot of good fights out there. You know, and I love Pacquiao. Pacquiao is a guy that's going to give you everything he got. Keith Thurman should be able to get the decision in the fight. Mm-hmm. He's a bigger guy. He's a younger guy.
He's much
guy.
Bigger, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and but Pacquiao's going to give you everything he got. He's still a volume guy, you know, even at his age. And part of the proceeds will go to some of the housing for
hey, he better keep it.
Yeah,
because whatever he did with Aram, I mean, he needs to make a few more bucks and put it away. I would take care of yourself, because I don't know how many more fights he has left in him. But this, I think I like to see Pacquiao win. I think it would be an upset because, again, Thurman's younger and bigger. But as you hit it on the head, he throws a volume of punches. So we'll see what happens. He's going to come in shape without question. But you don't know when Father Time is going to hit you. And in boxing, that's a hell of a time to find out. That's Jim's alarm whenever he sees another woman. But anyway. All right, Jim. Now we're going to have our last series of questions, the Dreher Physical Therapy Lightning Round. Okay, favorite athlete of all time?
Wow. My favorite athlete of all time in any sport?
Any sport.
Okay. The greatest, well, can I say the greatest athlete of all time? I'll say the greatest sure. athlete of all time may be different from my favorite athlete of all time. Greatest athlete of all time, and nobody's close. Nobody in my lifetime in this world goes another billion years. There will never be another Will Chamberlain.
I think he's unbelievable player. Yeah, without question. With the LeBron James and Jordan and all those guys, Chamberlain changed the game. But I'm with you. Now, who's your favorite athlete, though?
My favorite athlete of all time would probably be Muhammad Ali. I would have to say. This is a guy, I'm, you know me, you guys don't consider wrestling, you know, like Ric Flair or somebody like that. So that eliminates them. But Muhammad
I love wrestling. You know, I love professional wrestling.
I believe it's real. You know, that's where we part at a little bit. I believe professional wrestling was real.
Right. Well, again, I'm a guy real. From the 70s and 80s. I loved those guys. Today's wrestling, although they're fantastic athletes, they're not my cup of tea, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I tape Raw and SmackDown every week, and I just can't distinguish how anybody thinks that ain't real. But I would say Muhammad Ali, because not only what he did in between the ropes, what he did for the sport outside of it. The guy could sell tickets. I mean, he sold out Denver Broncos Stadium in the middle of the summer by boxing Lau Alzado. You know right. what I mean? I've never known right. Denver to love boxing. You know what I mean?
Right,
I think
right.
that's the reason they shot Joey Porter in the butt, because he was talking boxing and they didn't want to hear.
We won't take our boxing show to Denver, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you got Wilt and Muhammad Ali.
Wilt was the greatest, and my favorite right. was Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. His interviews with Howard Cosell, all the
oh,
stuff
yeah.
he did outside of boxing as well, you know.
Without question. Favorite coach of all time?
My favorite coach of all time in any sport?
Any sport.
My favorite coach of all time would have to be Franco, who...
Chuck Noll, there you go.
The emperor.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck Noll
right.
would have to be... Maybe it's because I grew up in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's because my dad had season tickets back in the 50s and 60s when they didn't win anything until Chuck Noll got the job in 69 and wouldn't have lasted
in today's market with his record. But Chuck Noll knew how to develop a team, build a team. He allowed all the players to get the recognition and the commercials and everything. Right. He, stayed out of the limelight, but nobody could outcoach him and do some of the things he did. Probably the greatest coach of all time is Vince Lombardi in NFL history. You know, and I love Bill Parcells, but if I have to say my favorite coach, the one I knew the most about, it would have to be Chuck Noll. Plus, he grew up, he lived near my favorite coach of all time, Claudio Rosano. So
there you go. There you go. I appreciate that plug. Now, you mentioned Chuck Noll. Which teams would have won? That's the general question, but the Cowher championship teams, the Tomlin championship team, or the Noll championship teams?
Well, let me see. Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin both beat poor teams. they both beat Cinderella teams that disappeared as quickly as they surfaced. But the Chuck Noll teams of the 70s, I believe that President Trump would not have even allowed them to take the field against some of these teams that Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin put out there, man. It would have been embarrassing, brother.
I agree with you. Well, Jim, as always, it's always a lot of fun having you on. I love being on your shows, love having you on my show, and always enjoy being with you. And I know we got a bunch of things going on together that we're going to make happen. And glad you're back doing the shows that you're doing. And everybody loves you, and look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you for being on the show.
Hey, Claudio, can I ask you one question before you go?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who gets the basketball, Westbrook or Harden?
All I know is that the Italian coach is going to get the blame for everything.
There you go.
He's going to get fired. If they don't go undefeated, they're going to blame D'Antoni. Get him out. So I don't think that was a good. I don't think it's going to work. All I know is D'Antoni's going to get the hit. So, but that's all right. We're used to it. We're used to it.
Hey, how you been, Coach? Good. I'm doing great. All right, thank you. Good.
Yeah, I told you everybody loves Jim. All right, Jim. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, brother. We'll be talking real soon.
Okay, Claudio. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, Adam.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. Okay, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, thanks to Rick Mitchell for the introductions and the outros. Thank Adam Zaloof, the producer, our great sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Also, want to thank all the fans who've been sending great emails, and I appreciate all your comments and questions. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRosano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes. Upcoming guests, we still got to get Vinny Paz on. He's all over the place, but we'll get him on. That'll be a fun show. Rennie Stennett, the former second baseman for the 1971 and 79 World Champion Pirates. He was a starter, got a lot of play in 71 as a rookie, was a contributor in 79. Rennie's a great guy, still very popular here in Pittsburgh. And we'll have some authors on and a bunch of other great guests. And as always, I want to thank my mom and dad for everything they did for me, or else I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rosano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRosano.com.
Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.